assumption is it will have an election in the second half of this year, because in the meantime I've got lots that I want to get on with. I want to keep going, managing the economy well and cutting people's taxes, but I also want to keep tackling illegal migration.
The Conservatives are heavily trailing Labour in the polls. Earlier, the party leader, Sir Keir Starmer, said he was ready to take on the PM and give people a government of service if he becomes Prime Minister. Prince Andrew and Stephen Hawking are among a number of high-profile men named in documents exposing links to shamed late financier Jeffrey Epstein. The unsealed papers identify scores of associates, but many aren't specifically accused of any crimes. Two people have been charged following a shed fire at the North London office of Conservative MP Mike Freer. They're accused of arson with intent. The search for earthquake survivors will continue in Japan, despite the so-called 72-hour survival window having passed. The country's seen powerful aftershocks after a huge tremor on New Year's Day. At least 84 people have died. A charity is getting £1 million thanks to a promise by a bookmaker to donate £1,000 for every 180 hit in the World Darts Championship. Paddy Power pledged to give Prostate Cancer UK the cash, which it rounded up after Luke Humphrey's win last night. Matt Hobbs from the organisation says it will make a big difference to research and boost awareness.
A lot of men don't know anything about prostate cancer. One of the things that we are trying to push out constantly is that understanding of who's at risk. So as soon as you're over 50, all men are at increased risk. Black men are at twice the risk, and if you've got a dad or a brother who's been diagnosed, you're also at risk.
And England rugby union coach Kevin Sinfield will stop working with the side after the summer tour to Japan and New Zealand. In the meantime, he's moving from defence coaching to help players with individual skills and kicking. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thank you. Thank you there, Tanya, for the 1 o'clock news, and thank you, Michelle, for the last 3 hours. So you're now in the 1 to 3 show with myself, Siobhan Copeland. I'm here from 1 to 3, and just going to give you a quick weather update now.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So just after 1 p.m, the current temperature in Brentwood is 7 degrees with lows of 4 degrees with a light clouds and a moderate breeze. For the rest of the day, we are looking at turning dry and sunny for a time, clouding over for the rest of the afternoon, rain edging in from the south by the evening. This evening will become increasingly wet as outbreaks of rain sweep through from the southwest. These will be heavy at times and persist throughout the night. And looking at tomorrow's weather, tomorrow morning we'll see spells of overnight rain gradually clearing away to the east in the afternoon. It will turn mostly dry but staying cloudy with just a few spots of rain lingering in places. And the rest of the weekend, high pressure will bring largely settled conditions. Saturday is expected to be largely dry with low cloud, mist and fog. Chance of the odd brighter spell in the afternoon. Sunday will be similar, but there's a chance of the odd shower drifting in from the northeast in the afternoon. And Monday we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a strengthening breeze. And it is going to be a little chilly, so make sure you wrap up warm.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So, as I say, it is just after 1 p.m. now. I'm here for the 1 to 3 show. No guests today, but I have got guests coming in next week. I said that one of the things I want to make sure is I have guests on more regularly on the show, because I do like having guests, and especially local businesses and people to talk to about their entrepreneurial journey and such. If you are a local business and you would like the opportunity to come in and talk about it, do feel free to send me an email. In fact, I have set up an email account that is specifically for these sort of conversations. It's, I believe it's SiobhanPhoenixFM@gmail.com, and Siobhan is spelt the Irish way, S-I-O-B-H-A-N. So do get in touch if you would like to be considered for a guest spot here on the show. And this show I have lined up because it is a new year. Happy New Year. It's my first show of the year, and it's also It's also my first year anniversary of being on the station. So, yeah, it was literally a year ago yesterday that I came in, sat down with Paul and said how much I'd love to be a presenter on the station. And I was very grateful to receive a spot. I started on the evening show. It was a R&B show that was from 8 till 10 p.m. And now, here in the day, which I'm really enjoying, and I hope you enjoy the music and I hope you're enjoying the show. This afternoon, what I've lined up for you is some of my favourite old school R&B tracks. I'm going to be mixing in some newer music, like I did for the last show of the year. But I thought the last show of the year, I did the new music and all the music that I like from 2023. And now I'm going to play you some music that I love from the 90s, which was my favourite era, actually, for R&B music. It's just, yeah, there's just banger after banger. This one here, it's just recently been remade, I suppose, with Burna Boy. Burna Boy is the one that's done the remix of, or the re-edition of this one. This version is the original. This is Brandy, and I used to love watching Brandy in her TV show. She had a TV show called Moesha, which was a good comedy kind of show. It was really fun. And this one was one of the songs that was taken from... Let's just have a look, actually, when this song came out, because I did write it down somewhere. Where did I put it? Where did I put my... There we are. I had a whole list. There we are. See, I got organised today. 1998, this tune came out. Brandy, Top of the World, featuring Mace.
Dark child, Mace kid, Harlem on the rise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I went from Helly Hansen to many mansions. The girls in the Aruba doing belly dancing. Spent half of my advancing, jaws from Branson to make it through my circumstances. But you know I'm wiser now, move like Kaiser now. Got a butter soft cover just to hide my pound. Got a house in the valley, come and find me now. Got enough dough to buy the town. So I might give a six to my chick, Benz to my mom. Crib so big it look like the Pentagon. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And been a don since Lotto's and Benetton.
Some people say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. What makes them think that I have changed? Yeah. My little joke and not erase my problems. Be like you, I have to try and solve them. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa.
Take.
getting on top. I want a house on the lake. I'm that snotty nose cap with a new BM. If you mess with Brandon, I got to bruise your chin. I be with Puff, the girls be like, who's his friend? If I hit a chick once, she probably move me in. So you got to tell me right now, either you're with the cats who make your hits or the one that see the chips.
Slow down, makes you killin' it.
But don't stop it. What's the use of buying a way if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with mates, so the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it.
I'm just trying to get you what I
on top of the world, what? All the world be on top of the world, Randy on top of the world, Dog Child be on top of the world, M and Dollar Sign E all over the world, Randy all over the world, all over the world.
That song just takes me back to my teens. That does. 1998, that one was taken from Brandy featuring Mace with On Top of the World. And, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes people look online and they see you and they think, oh, you're doing so well. They don't know the struggles that you have to go through to be successful. And this is why I also love to interview people that are running their own business and things, because, you know, social media just gives you a little snippet and it just gives you the highlights. Everyone loves to talk about their highlights, you know, when we've won awards and we've, you know, had a good month financially, bought a new car, all of this stuff that people see and you compare yourself to when you see them online. But actually, do you know? Do you really know? The sleepless nights, the stress, the, you know, the struggles to try to figure things out. And I can say that from experience myself, because I'm a business owner and I've been running my own business for 13 years now, which is a really long time. And it's not always been easy. Sometimes I've literally just thought to myself, you know what? I just need to go and maybe just get a job. But I just can't bring myself to do it. Since 2010, 2011, I haven't worked for anyone else. And I'm determined to make it as a business owner. And it's just ups and downs, ups and downs. But that's why I love listening to other people's entrepreneurial journeys, to kind of get some, you know, as much as I've been doing it for a long time now, I'm still learning. I'm still thirsty for that knowledge. I still want to understand how to figure things out. And I think when we listen to people who can be honest and transparent about what it is that their journey entails, then we can also figure things out maybe a little bit easier. That's the idea anyway. But yeah, even if you don't have your own business, you know, you can work for someone and have a little side hustle. And I think this day and age, the cost of living crisis and all of that, we all could do with a little side hustle. So if you listen to some of my guests that come on the show and you think, oh, actually, I didn't ever think of that as a side hustle, or tap into one of your talents, it's always a good idea. And what I always try to do is give people ideas and inspire them. And that's something that I really take a lot of enjoyment out of, and something that I always aim for is the person that I meet. I want to leave them feeling better and being better than they were when I first met them, in terms of seeing their potential, which is where I do my life coaching and all of that stuff, and that kind of ties in with that. And I don't really talk about that on this show, and maybe I should talk about it a bit more, but I don't, because I'm here just to have fun and play music and interview people. But yeah, in case you're curious about what I do, that is what I do. I do lots of coaching, I do matchmaking when I'm not here. So you can always reach out to me on Instagram. I'm quite active on there, or on Facebook, Siobhan Cupid Copeland. On there, you can add me, send me a message, let me know if you're one of the listeners, because I don't really ever know who's listening. Sometimes I'm just here thinking I'm talking to myself, you know, and that's just how it goes. But yeah, hopefully there are some people listening to my show. It'd be pretty sad if it was just like my mum and dad that listened and no one else. Anyway, I will be back in just a few moments with some more 90s music, and the second part of the show, I will be playing more of the new stuff, but this hour, I want to dedicate it to the 80s and 90s hits.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team up getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Jesus, the notorious just, please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, me and little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, dawn peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, what? Bitches be the silliest, the more I smoke, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony, Tony, Tony. Dig up in your middle like Moni. Yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me. Yeah. Try to style, sliding off with a homie. Yeah. Escada, don gotta, player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we share the special things or love? I know I do. What about you? I just can't live without I'm the only one.
to's. Come all you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace, ain't the one.
Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones yeah. on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Where you
Why I be around till the winner is announced.
The
then you go,
is...
girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live without you? Thinking of you amazed me, feel, baby, like I'm the only one for you. Girl, I want to be with you.
Oh, yeah. No one else.
I need you.
Only
I
you,
baby.
Why can't we?
Why can't
And that one there was only 112 of Only You featuring Notorious B.I.G. That was actually one of the last tracks that he ever released before his untimely death, which was that was in 1998, I want to say. Let me double check that one. Yeah, 1996, actually. So going back to 1996. So I was 10 years old when that song came out. And another one, a song that I want to play you now, is one of my favourite all-time girl groups of all time, which is Destiny's Child. And this track was brought out featuring, this was actually a remix of the original tune. So there were two versions of it. And one of the versions was actually picked up more radio play than the first, which was a track called No, No, No. And this was remixed by Wyclef Jean. This is when Wyclef was really big at, like, remixing and producing tracks, and you know, I don't think it was even, I think it was even in the Black Eyed Peas then. I don't think the Black Eyed Peas even existed then. No, wait, Wyclef Jean, silly me, oh dear, that's a terrible error. Wyclef Jean is from the Fugees, sorry. So the Fugees, of course, were out there, but Wyclef started kind of doing his own thing. Why did I get him and Will I Am confused? Oh dear, rookie error. Good thing I'm not doing an R&B quiz show night. I would have totally got that wrong and be embarrassing. Yes, glad I corrected myself there. Wyclef Jean from the Fugees, which again, great group. Of course, featuring Lauryn Hill, Wyclef, and I can never remember the other person's name in it. But anyway, he did this remix with Destiny's Child. This was taken from their album, I think it was The Writings on the Wall. And again, this is another 90s track. So this one is 1998. Destiny's Child, No, 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 featuring Wyclef Jean. Enjoy it.
The Jeeps pumped this new remix. This is the remix. Radios play this remix. This is the remix. The club from this remix.
The deal, you hold on inside. If you wanna be with me, you gotta keep it real. Yeah. Tell me what's going on, tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love, all here for you.
No, 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 no. When it's ready, yeah, 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 yeah. When you say no, 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 no. When it's ready,
yeah, 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 yeah.
ain't got no time to play. Better hurry up, cause this time I come around and cruise around your way. I see you on the corner, but you don't know what to say. When I walk up to you, baby, you seem so shy. Never had a girl like I. I see you right through you and you know you wanna be mine. So get your act together, cause you're running out of time.
No.
See to be hypnotized by the remix that Wyclef provide. I don't care about your size. Girl, shake your thighs. All I'm trying to do in the hood is stay alive. Make a little money with Destiny Child. Thugs hear the song and dance. They go wild like Texas. They moving like No Limit soldiers. It went from a dream to the young Supreme singing girl.
No, 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 no. When it's right,
song always gets me dancing because I actually remember I used to do my friend and I at school when we were literally like 9 years old. When that tune came out, and I remember we did a dance routine that we performed in our assembly, and we spent maybe a week rehearsing for this big assembly that we perform in front of the whole school, and just took me back to being a 9-year-old girl who loved Destiny's Child and wanted to be in my own girl band. Actually, me and my friend, we actually had our own group. We called it Essential, we thought we were gonna be the next Destiny's Child, because my dad was also a songwriter and producer, so he also recorded some songs. But I was still very shy. I didn't actually feel like I could actually put myself out there. Like, although I think that was pretty confident to even stand on stage and do all these dance routines. And it was good that our school allowed us to do those kind of things, really. Yeah, because it's their memories that do actually stay with you. It's funny, isn't it, how our childhood kind of shapes us and our personalities and what path we end up taking. Anyway, I'm going to give you the travel news now. That was what that little interruption there was. That's the travel news. Here we are. Let's play it.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So, looking at the local traffic as the time just after 25 past one, we have, thankfully, no accidents, incidents or congestion reported in Brentwood at the moment, which is lovely. That makes a change. We have Chelmsford, slow-moving traffic on Rainsford Road near to the junction of Park Avenue. And that's due to roadworks and use of temporary traffic signals. And then we have Epping, slow-moving traffic on the high road there, the B1393 between Station Road and Epping Road, the plane B181. And Canvey Island, there's slow-moving traffic on Canvey Way, A130 from Somms Avenue to the Sadler's Farm interchange and the A13. The incident has just been cleared, though, so it should be going back to normal. Then we've got the A12 London bound, slow-moving traffic between Junction 27 Spring Lane and Junction 26 8 Ash Green. That incident is also cleared, so it should be all right shortly. So that is it. That is all your little traffic update for now. And so the time now is 1:30, almost a couple of seconds away. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm playing old school R&B for the first show of the new year. Last show of the year, I played all the 2023 tracks, and today I thought I want to play you some of my favourite tracks from when I was growing up, from the 80s and 90s, and this is a classic one here. This is definitely an 80s track, and this is something which, you know, I also thought about some of the songs that kind of influenced black music and over the years and the whole Windrush generation and all of that, and a song that always comes up and it always gets played year after year, at every party, particularly if I go to any Caribbean parties. This song just gets played every single time, and the song is Janet Kay, Silly Games. This is taken from first release. It was written by Dennis Bovell. It's a single that was brought out in 1979. This is Janet Kay with Before I Was Born, by the way, but I'm very familiar with the song, Silly Games. Some people really appreciate those high notes, and some people it's a bit too much. It depends what mood I'm in. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I love it. Just waiting for her to hit that high note. And other times it's a bit like, goes a bit through you, doesn't it? So, but that is a classic tune there. Janet Kay with Silly Games. And who's got time for anyone's silly games? No, this year we're not going to play any silly games. We're going to be upfront. We're going to be clear on what we want and what we're going after and what we're willing to tolerate. Yeah, that's what we say every year, isn't it? Not going to put up with anyone's rubbish anymore. but anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm playing you old school music, as I say, taking you back to my childhood today of songs that I heard growing up. And one song that I'm going to play you, actually, it also reminds me of when I was younger and my dad was in music, and he still is. He was actually at one point a keyboard player for Eternal, and I remember him bringing back this cassette where I could listen to it and pretty much sing along to it. So it had all the instrumentals of all the Eternal songs, and it was like one of the best things I've ever received. And I just played it all the time, and again thought I was like in a girl band singing along, just having my back, what's it called, backtrack music. So here is a track from that time. This one is called Eternal, and it's Save My Love. It's a 7-inch mix.
Joy we found last spring. Oh,
taking me back in time there. Eternal with Save Our Love. Sure, taking my dad down memory lane with that one. As I say, when he used to play for Eternal the keyboards, and I'm pretty sure he probably played on that track as well. And that one was taken from 1993. Another track here. You know, what I like about the 90s music is it was very much all about love. There was a lot of talk of love and really valuing relationships and fighting for relationships, and men were being very open about their feelings, and I love all that. And I hope that we can kind of bring that back again, you know, rather than kind of this like deuces and no, you know, don't care, no love, and you know, this selfish mentality era that we've gone into. I hope we can get back to actually just being a bit more expressive, you know. So anyway, the time now is 22:02, and I'm going to give you a quick little mention of the events that are happening in the local area.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So we had a busy month with the Christmas coming up, but it's gone a little bit quiet at the moment. There's still a few things on. There's, of course, the Phoenix FM open mic night that happens every Monday. Every Monday. And then it gets played on the Sunday. That's it. I always get a little confused with that side of it, how it works. So, what happens is the show is on a Monday, and then the following Sunday, they're played. The recordings are played there. So you can look up the Phoenix FM open mic night details for that on the Facebook page. So the next one is happening this coming Monday. And then we've got To Dig or Not To Dig. That's the question. That's at the Chantry Centre in Billericay. And this is a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society. So that's all about, you know, when you're in your garden, you're thinking, oh, is that a weed? Is that a flower? What is it? Shall I get rid of it or not? Well, there is going to show you what you've got in your garden and what might be worth getting rid of and what's to keep, because there could be a lovely flower coming from it later down the line. That one is £3 to get in. It's from 8 till 10. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments available as well. And you can find ways to book that by going to billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. Lots of dashes there. And that's all for January. But one thing I want to mention as well is, of course, we are always looking to support the Brentwood Food Bank. This is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Last week, the Doddinghurst Road Church Food Bank fed about 200 people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet their other commitments. So if you can help, get in touch by calling 01277 224 528, or email info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. More details can be found at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. So going to carry on playing you some of these old school R&B hits. Hope you're enjoying the music. This one here is by Ralph Trevant. Now, Ralph was, of course, part of, well, you may or may not know, from New Edition. So the same group that Bobby Brown was part of. And they started to branch out on their own with their solo careers. And Ralph brought this track out. It is so smooth, called Sensitivity. And this came out in 1990. Here it is.
Baby, don't even waste your tears on that insensitive. Thank you.
gentleman. If anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man, not any man, warm and sensitive. That's what I can give. You need a man, not any man, warm and sensitive. That's what I can give. You need a man, not any man, warm and sensitive. That's what I can give.
Move is that track. There again, Ralph Chismont with Sensitivity. So you don't need a man that'll give you money, ladies. You just need a nice, sensitive soul. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the show. I'm going to play you a couple of ads just for our local businesses, and then we'll be back in a few mo's with a few more old school R&B tracks.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
So the time now is 10 to 2, here till 3 before Joe Bailey takes over, bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, travel and more. And for this section of the show, as I mentioned, I am playing you the music that I enjoyed listening to growing up. And as you probably can tell, I'm quite a big R&B girl really at heart. R&B... garage music as well. I did think about playing some garage today, but I was like, not really going to mix in. So what I've decided to do is play you old school 80s and 90s for the first hour. Second hour, the favourite songs that I have from 2023, which is how I kind of ended my last show of the year. And if you didn't hear earlier, this is my first year at Phoenix FM. This month marks my first year of being on the station, and it's been an absolute blast. It's gone really quick as well, and it's been so lovely to be so welcomed by all the other presenters on the station as well. Everyone has just been so welcoming. It's been lovely, and I've just really enjoyed it. And of course, we won the Local Community Engagement Award at the Brentwood Business Awards, which is a really proud achievement that we got just a couple of months ago. So it's all thanks to you listeners for staying engaged with us. If we wasn't getting any engagement from you guys, we wouldn't be winning any awards. So we are really community focused as a station, and want to do what we can to uplift the local community and also highlight talent in the local community, which is, as I say, why I also want to interview more local people who have their local small businesses, and help you to get your name out there a bit more. So I hope you're enjoying the show. Next track from me, the last one I played, was Ralph Tremont, who had the track Sensitivity. That was from 1998. And as I mentioned, he was part of a band called New Edition. And of course, also part of that band. And in fact, there was a whole documentary and show about New Edition, actually, that was huge. My partner's watched it all, I didn't, but it is very good. I probably should get round to watching it one of these days. I don't watch much TV, to be honest. I'm all about music. I've always got the radio on. I don't even watch TV, like, hardly at all. The radio is just on all the time, which I love. And we've just brought that sort of concept back, because we both listen to music, and that we both met on the radio when we were on another station. That's another story for another day. But we just recently, my nan actually gave me a little radio, and sort of it was in the children's room for a long time, and I was like, the children are not really listening to it. So I just brought it down in the kitchen, and now when we're downstairs, the radio was just on all the time. In fact, before, the TV noise would be on a lot more, and now we don't even have a TV on, only when the kids are watching something, but the radio is on literally all day until we go to sleep. And it's just so nice. And we both said it reminds us of our childhood, because that's kind of how it was when we were growing up. The radio was always on. So yeah, I love radio, and it's a pleasure to be here. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Ralph was part of New Edition, and also so was Bobby Brown. Now, we all know Bobby Brown's been a bit of a brute, and, you know, not exactly treating Whitney too well and being a bad influence, but he is a very talented musician, and if we can separate the music from the man, I think we can also appreciate this track. This one is taken from 1998 as well, so Ralph's track came out in 1990, actually, but Bobby's one, I think, I could be wrong. No, I think it was 1988. I need to double check that. Anyway, here it is. This is Bobby Brown with Every Little Step.
Listening for the telephone, but when it gets you
know, it's just like one of those songs that just makes you want a two-step, you know? Just wanted to go side to side, two-step. That's what that one does. And that's Bobby Brown with Every Little Step. And I was right to correct myself there. Said it was 1998. No, it was 1988. So I was literally the same age probably as my son when this song came out. I can't imagine him bopping along to this one just yet. But you never know. He does like a dance. So the time is coming up for 2 p.m. Shout out to Rachel as well, who's listening in, enjoying the show. And we've got a few more tracks in the bag. I did say, actually, that I was going to play old school just for the first hour, but I'll be honest, I've got a few more that I want to sneak in that might just take us over. Might just take us over. Maybe by another 20 minutes. Can we listen to that for another 20 minutes? I think so. I'm just enjoying going back in time so much that I don't want to come back to 2023 just yet. I'm just enjoying being in the 80s and 90s so much that I need to play you a few more tunes just to get it all out of my system for today, if that's all right with you, if you don't mind. We have got the news coming up in just a few moments and a quick weather update as well, another traffic update coming up as well, and I do like to do my horoscope, so I don't know, I'm going to do that today. Do you enjoy the horoscopes? I don't know, I want to get your feedback on that one. Is it worth, because it is a bit long, isn't it? There's quite a lot to say on the horoscopes. Might leave them out today, might leave them out, just so I've got more time to play the music. I think that's the call I'm going to make today. If you're really missing a horoscope, send me an email and just tell me, you know, I was waiting for my horoscopes today, Siobhan. What will I do without my daily horoscopes? But you know what? It's middle of the afternoon, isn't it? Half a day's gone anyway. So maybe what I was talking about might have already happened today. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I live my life by the horoscopes, to be honest. I don't actually read them any other day apart from today. I'm just being honest. I'm sorry. So anyway, next track here is, this is another one, taking it back a little while here. I'm actually going to, no, you know what? I'm going to do it in a minute because I'm looking at the time and it's already 1 minute to the news. How time flies when you're having fun. Honestly, it goes so quick when I'm here. I'm like, oh, look, it's time to go home already. It gets me out the house, doesn't it? I don't go anywhere apart from here. I don't. I literally go to meetings and that's about it. And that's my life. It's pretty dull. Although, I must admit, I had a good time. Me and the partner went out for New Year's Eve. Thank you again to Rachel, actually, for babysitting for us, because we've never been out as a couple on New Year's. So we thought this year we were both very, very kind of preoccupied, let's say, with work and all of this and, you know, our goals and our plans. And this is how we've been solidly for months. Like, we're literally on our laptops, like, figuring out our master plan of how we're going to make it. But that night, I just said, you know what? Let's just go out and let our hair down, babe. Let's just do that. So we did. We went out, we let our hair down for a few hours, and it was needed. It was very nice. And there was some fireworks, and it was lovely. So, it is